scooped up the toad and stroked it with her index finger. "Come on, Toadie, I've looked after you all these years and you've never complained before."
"Enough is enough."
The toad squirmed out of her grasp and plopped back into the trough. When it had righted itself, it said,
"You could set us free straight away."
Clorinda frowned. "I suppose I could. It would save Mum the trouble of looking after you when I'm travelling, and to be honest, Basil and Dylan lost interest in you a while ago. I'll have to ask them, though. I won't mention the talking. They'd never believe me. Are you sure you'll be able to cope with the big wide world?"
"Quite sure," said the toad.
Basil and Dylan were watching a film and showed no emotion when Clorinda suggested that the toad should be liberated.
"Yeah," Dylan said, "I suppose they should. They were fun when we were younger, though. You see to it, Clary."
Basil didn't look away from the screen. Clorinda fetched a garden trowel and a bucket from the shed and began carefully to dig the toads out of the mud. In all, she counted 15. She slid each one into the bucket and carried it to the field next to the farmyard where there was a pond. A voice said,